Kindergarten teacher Audra Servi says kids pay attention to their reading lesson when the letter J turns into a jumping blue 3D jaguar.
All right, do you want to give me an example? You've been raising your hand forever. Yes.
Jaguar.
So look at this card. J says, what animal do you think is going to come out of this card when I put it down on the computer?
Jaguar.
Wow!
Kids reach out and try and grab the critters. Servi changes the card under a special camera, and an electronic screen broadcasts a new animal.
How does it do that?
The kids shriek in response.
What is this? Elephant.
Elephant,
that's right.
The students at Audubon Park Elementary near Orlando are learning to read with letters alive. The letters spring into moving, screeching animals when held under a special camera. Mary Elizabeth Langston teaches students with autism.
It's so interactive. It's so meeting them where they are and providing them the kind of lessons that they really need to learn.
Audubon Park teachers say the animal actions, colors, and sounds are riveting. They've seen the best response from their toughest students. The technology is called augmented reality.
The picture changed colors, the animal jumped, the animal ate. They got to see what the words meant, and that's the point of teaching reading and writing. It's meaningful, it's purposeful, and it came alive for them.
Letters Alive was created by a mother struggling to teach her children how to read. Cynthia Kay says they tried everything, but one of her two sons adopted from Latvia could not read English.
So we had him in public school, we had him in private school, I had him in tutored, and nothing was working. My oldest one, not too bad, but my youngest one, it was a struggle.
Kay owns Atlanta education supply company Logical Choice. An employee that once worked for a video game company showed her augmented reality, and Letters Alive was born. Kay and Audubon Park Elementary school teachers say Letters Alive works best with students having a tougher time reading. That means students with autism, those learning English, or boys trailing their female classmates. Here's kindergarten teacher Audra Servi again.
This really is exciting to the boys that really maybe don't want to learn to read yet that are 5 years old.
The program is too new to know how well it works yet, but a national research panel says blending memorization, phonics, and students reading aloud is the best way to teach reading. Letters Alive does all three, and Servi sees a difference.
It just grabs their attention. I've been using it with my kindergarten students, and I use the same letters for like 2 days in a row, and then when I test them, they're starting to recognize those letters faster.
Schools are emphasizing young readers more. Florida and other states do not allow third graders to graduate unless they read at grade level. In Orlando, I'm John O'Connor.